day. So just saying, it's nothing to do with my cooking.
Maybe it isn't.
Maybe
it's a coincidence.
Your dicky tummy is to do with your soup.
Tell my wife. She is not thrilled.
Okay. But Kylie Minogue's fine, we think. So yeah, let's carry on.
It's Ryan Pye.
Time for our game. We're getting the rhyme in time. Well, we knew something fine and playing this morning is Patrick in Walsall. Morning, Patrick.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah,
morning.
Good. Thank you. I've been to Walsall a few times to watch the footy. The footy ground's right on the motorway.
Is it?
Yeah, what's it called? What did it used to be called in the late 90s? The footy ground.
Banksy Stadium.
Yeah.
Banksy? Mm.
Oh. Yeah.
Are you a Walsall fan, Patrick?
Yeah, ish.
Are you not really into football?
I am, yeah, but I support the enemy, Man United.
I see. Yeah,
tough week for United. Very tough.
Tough times. Yeah.
Do you think he'll stay, Patrick?
He might be gone by Christmas, Patrick. What do
you I think so.
Yeah.
No idea who you're on about.
Well, let's see if you can perform better in rhyme time. And here's how it works. Patrick, I'd love to get Ten Hag on this. It'd just be fascinating to see him go about it.
Okay.
But Patrick, we have all faith in you. Let me just explain how it works. You're going to be asked a series of questions. The answer to all of these questions will rhyme. It's your job to answer as many of these questions as you can. You've got 30 seconds. And when the time is up, your total goes onto the weekly leaderboard.
Yeah, cool.
Patrick, how badly do you want this humongous mug?
A lot, yeah.
Patrick, you've got to give us a bit of enthusiasm. We want to feel like that this is the best prize you could have ever won in your whole life.
I don't normally get time to drink.
I don't even have time to drink. What do you do for a job?
I do infrastructure works.
Oh, so you just... Right.
Somebody.
Yeah, but you know what? It's the kind of thing you could just put on the mantelpiece and it's a talking point, do you know what I mean? Even if you don't have time to drink from it, mate.
Yeah.
No, the girls will. The girls will drink from it.
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Well, Jenna in Leicester started with 5 yesterday.
We don't know who the girls are. Could be daughters. Could be just a
daughters,
baby.
Yeah, daughters,
right,
yeah.
Okay, good.
I preferred the other image.
You can pass at any point, right, and the word you're rhyming with today is creep. C-R-E-E-P, creep. Your time starts now. What animal goes bah?
Sheep.
Brand of car known for the Wrangler.
Jeep.
These people used to help clean out your dirty flue shaft.
Sweep.
If you're not awake, you are...
asleep.
A famous Merrill.
Pass.
We might have to do this if you swear on the radio.
Pass.
To have a cheeky look is to...
Pass.
A baby bird does this to say it's hungry.
Pass.
Oh!
It started so well, and then the wheels fell off. Who does it remind you of, Jordan? Some of the ones we passed on, we'll have to quickly go through. A famous Merrill, this threw you. This seemed to upset the rhythm. We were looking for Streep. We might have to do this if you swear on the radio. The word we're looking for was bleep. To have a cheeky look is to peep, and a baby bird does this to say it's hungry. We were looking for cheap.
Yeah, it's a bit more intimidating on the radio.
Sure.
How are you feeling, Patrick? Obviously, you know, you really did want that mug.
A bit disappointed, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite a gutting.
You get used to it watching United.
Yeah.
Well, look, you got 4, so sadly, it's not a winning score. But thank you for coming on and having a good go.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. You were very good today. You were on a roll, and then just towards the end, it threw you a bit.
It's rhyme time.
We'll be doing it again, same time tomorrow, 6:30, where you could be getting your mucky mitts on the UK's number one mug. Right now, here's brand new Gwen Stefani. It's called Somebody Else's, and it's